Mother?
Yes, dear?
Who is Jesus?
Jesus of Nazareth. That means he lives there, in Nazareth, or at least his parents did, and that's where he was brought up. Why do you ask, dear?
I don't mean what you mean. I mean, who is he? I've heard some people say he's a teacher, and others that he's the Son of God, whatever that means.
Well, there is a difference of opinion, and I don't know what to believe, whether he is or is not the Son of God.
If he is the Son of God up in heaven, what's he doing down here?
Well, that's a good question, my dear. One of the most important questions there is. If he is the Son of God, that means that he's also the Messiah. And that means that he came here to claim his own. And that means that he's going to overcome our Roman oppressors and reestablish the throne of David.
Then he is not the Son of God.
Well, what makes you so sure of that, dear?
Because yesterday when he preached on the mountain, he didn't say a word about fighting the Romans or having a king of our own again.
I know, dear, and that's one reason I'm confused, and I don't know what to believe. Perhaps you'd better go question your father about it.
Well, I'm like your mother, my child. I don't know what to believe. He performs miracles, and his manner of speech and simple parables carry much more power and conviction than any man I've ever heard. He could be the Messiah, yet his teachings aren't in line with those of our leaders. Well, I don't know what to think.
He's an awfully nice man.
That he is, my child.
He smiled at me, and I picked a flower and gave it to him. He patted me on the head and thanked me, made me feel awfully good.
So that's why you listened so well to what he was saying.
No, I mean, yes, that's one reason.
Oh, there are others?
Oh, yes, I liked what he said. It was interesting.
But surely you couldn't understand. I mean, you didn't know what he was talking about, not really.
Oh, yes, I did. When he said that we should treat other people like we want them to treat us, I knew exactly what he meant. I know it's true, too.
Yeah, I guess my little girl is getting bigger than I thought.
Oh, all parents are that way. They think their children never grow up. But we do.
You surely do, and too fast.
But, Father, there are just a few things that Jesus said I don't understand, and I...
You want me to explain them?
Oh, would you?
For my girl, I will. Well, I'll try.
Well, he said something about treasures here on earth and in heaven.
Oh, that. Yes, I remember that very well. I think I can remember it almost word for word. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasure on earth, because rust will destroy it or thieves will steal it. But do lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where rust will not destroy, and neither will thieves steal it. Because where your heart is, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be.
Yes, that's what he said.
Now, let me explain. If we lay aside and save coins, sometimes thieves steal them.
But, Father, how are we going to save our coins in heaven?
Now, remember, my dear, Jesus didn't say coins. He said treasure. Earthly treasures are silver and gold and diamonds and coins. They decay and are stolen. But what are the treasures of heaven?
To be good?
To be good, yes, that's exactly it. The way you treat your friends and playmates. Be kind to them. Forgive them. Love them regardless of how they treat you. Those are the things God wants you to do. They are God's treasures. And when you do them, God's angel writes them down in a book and, well, you have treasure in heaven.
Oh, I see what he meant. I'm going to be a better girl. I want a lot of treasure in heaven. But wasn't there something else he said?
Well, you mean about where your treasure is, there will be your heart.
That's it. Now I remember.
You want me to explain that?
I think I know. If I have coins saved up here, I always want to save more coins. And if I do, a thief may steal them. But if I lay up all my treasures in heaven, No one can take them away from me. My heart will be there, and I'll go to heaven because God wants me there, and because that's where my treasure is.
Perfectly stated. Simply, but perfectly. Now, let me add just a little more. You just said that if we have coins saved up here, we always want to save more coins. And that's true. It's also true about heavenly treasure. The kinder you are to others and the more forgiving and loving you are, you feel so good you want more of that kind of treasure. And after a while, you have so many in heaven and none on earth. Then God will take you to heaven to glean the happiness of all the treasures you've put in the bank of heaven.
Jesus must have lots of treasures in heaven. He's so loving and kind and good.
If he's the Son of God, he owns everything in heaven and on earth, too.
Even me?
Even you.
But I'm your girl.
Yes, but you can be his, too, if you want to be.
You mean he adopts me?
Yes. Yes, that's a good word. Jesus will adopt you. But, right now, is there anything more you want me to explain?
Jesus did say something about my brother and his eyes. Something in his eyes. But I don't have a brother, so he wasn't talking to me.
Now, why don't you go and talk to your mother about that? We're building a new house, you know, and I've got work to do.
He explained it all to me, Mother. I think Father's a smart man.
So do I, dear. And he's a good man.
I'm glad he's my father. And I'm glad you're my mother, too. Oh,
thank you, dear. And we wouldn't exchange you for all the other girls in the whole wide world.
I wish I did have some brothers, though.
Brothers? Why, what brought about this sudden wish? I never heard you make that wish before.
It's something Jesus said.
Oh?
I didn't understand it, but Father said you'd explain it.
Well, perhaps I can't. But I'll try. What is it?
I don't remember exactly, but it was about a brother who sees something and pulls it out of his brother's eyes when he's got something in his own eyes that needs pulling out.
Oh, that's the gist of it, all right. Jesus mentioned two things, a mote and a beam. Now, a mote means something very small, and a beam something very large. Both mean faults or sins. Sometimes we see a small sin in the life of our brother and overlook the big sin in our own life. We condemn, sometimes even judge and gossip about that small sin and don't even know, or we refuse to see, the large sin in our lives. We should first see that our own lives are free from sin, and then we can help our brother remove the small sin in his life.
Yes, Mother, but I don't have a brother.
Oh, yes, my daughter, you do. Everyone is your brother.
Even Miriam, my best friend?
Even Miriam. We're all brothers and sisters, all mankind.
Yes. The other day, Miriam yelled at me to stop doing something, and I got angry and talked back to her. Sometimes I yell louder at her than she does at me.
Oh, my.
I've got to be nice to her and stop telling her to quit doing things before I can expect her to be nice and stop telling me what not to do. Is that what Jesus meant?
I'm sure it is, dear.
That's just what I'm going to do, then. Miriam is down where her father and my father are building our new houses. May I go down and see her and ask her to forgive me?
Of course you may, dear. If you promise not to get in the way.
Oh, I won't, Mother.
Be a good girl, dear.
I will, Mother. Goodbye.
Goodbye. How right she is.